One.
Hey everyone, welcome to Double D's podcast.
It's been a while, but we're back. The usual reminder, a lot of profanity in this episode, curse words and stuff like that, so don't show this to your mom
or grandma. Let's hit it.
All right, for today's episode we have our special guest back, and it's Murphy.
Hi.
Murphy did something special for us today. He created a trivia. I have an idea of what the categories are because I kind of gave him a few options to choose from. But Murphy, if you want to take over and tell us the categories and be the good host for tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, for this episode, we didn't really want to just talk randomly like idiots for 2 hours. So instead, I created a little Jeopardy game for us to play. And now I'm going to start explaining the rules. So obviously you guys can't see it, but it won't really matter. You know how Jeopardy works. You have five categories and then five questions in each, all worth different points depending on their difficulty. So today for our categories, we have biblical questions about the Bible, because these two are ex-Christians, so they, you know their Bibles. We have European history, we have European geography, we have Taylor Swift, and we have boyfriend, which is questions not necessarily about their boyfriends, including me, but about boyfriend stuff. So here are the rules. So what we're going to do is I am deciding right now that Diana is going to be team one and Dasha will be team two. I'm kind of getting a speech jammer thing from wearing the headphones because I'm the audio guy in the situation. But so we're going to go one at a time. So if anyone getting mad, obviously no one will give a single fuck, but I'm going to pretend there's some angry commenter saying, this is not how Jeopardy is played. I know we're doing it, just our own little special game. We're just using the Jeopardy format. Anyway, so we're going to go one at a time. So Diana will go first because she is team one. You will get to pick your category and your question. You will try to answer it. If you are correct, you will gain that number of points. If not, you will just not get any points. However, if you answer incorrectly, maybe I should have thought of this beforehand.
If you answer incorrectly, we should give it to the other person.
I don't think we can do that because it gives you the answer. So never mind. I had a thing of stealing in mind, but I'm not going to do that. What I will do is I'm going to time you. And if you run out of time and can't give me an answer, then I will allow the other person to steal. However, you could just say fucking anything in that amount of time and not give the other person to steal. So, sorry, I should have thought of that beforehand. What we also do is a challenge system, because obviously this is all my own research. If you strongly feel, for whatever reason, that I am incorrect in the answer that I have put, you can challenge me and we'll look it up and see if you're right. If you are right and you knew the correct answer and I was wrong, you will get the points and I will go fuck myself. If you challenge and you're wrong and I ended up, well, I was right, then I'm going to deduct that amount of points from your total. So just to be clear, when you answer a question right, you get the points. When you answer the question wrong, you just don't get any. We do not take points away here. Anything else? I don't think I have anything left.
Is that just one thing? You didn't create the second?
No. This is all I have. I didn't have that much time, and we'll maybe for future episodes we can do stuff like this, and I'll just create more. Okay, I think that is all. So I think,
we can start?
Diana, what category would you like?
I'll do biblical for 300.
Oh my god.
So we have biblical for 300.
I don't think so.
When the Bible describes Jesus' hair, what material is it compared to? So the clock is going to be pretty what's the word? Arbitrary. Depending on the question, I might give some people more time, but I'm not going to let you take too long. And once you get close, I'm going to start counting you down.
I don't know, because, like...
I'm going to give her about 20 seconds.
20 seconds? That's too short.
We don't have all day.
I mean, but it's a podcast, so we have to make it, like, pretty long.
Yeah, we can talk after you answer.
Okay. I don't remember... Like, the first thing that came to my mind is, hey, but that's not the right answer. That can't be it.
I have no idea.
I think it was compared to like the waves in, but it says what material, but like waves in the ocean is not a material. Fuck.
Start counting it down.
I don't know. I'll just, you don't know either?
I've never heard of
okay,
this.
Let's do silk.
Diana said silk. That is incorrect. Whoa. The answer is wool. He said his feet is that of something and his hair is that of wool.
Because it's coarse.
Yes.
Because he's fucking Middle Eastern.
Yeah, of course. Only an idiot would assume person from that time, that location would be white.
Yeah.
All right, Dasha. But which one would you like?
I will do European geography for 100.
Alrighty, a nice layup. These 100s are very easy, okay? I think I got the difficulty pretty correct here. You said geography?
Yes.
400. She said, did you say 100?
Yes.
Oh, 100. I thought you
yeah,
said
Yeah, shut up. Oh, okay. This is my game. Italy sits upon what body of water?
Mediterranean Sea.
That is correct. The Mediterranean. I should have said Mediterranean Sea. Whatever. The Mediterranean Sea. That is correct. So Dasha gets 100 points. It is back to you, Diana.
Okay. Let's do European History 100.
European History 100.
I can't
what is the capital of Germany? This is a geography question.
That
I don't know why this
is.
This
is not a history question.
But I'll say it's Berlin.
That is correct. It is Berlin.
Okay. Add my points.
I can do it after.
Okay.
Dasha?
I will do Taylor Swift for 200.
Such safe little babies doing the low ones. Taylor Swift for 200. Who was the song Style
That's
written
100.
About?
Come on.
Harry Styles.
Come on.
That is correct.
Come on.
I got to stop talking like ASMR. I don't like this. That is correct. So we have Diana at 100 points and Dasha at 200. Diana at 100 points, Dasha at 300 points. That would make it your turn, Diana.
Diana. Let's do... Boyfriend for 400.
Finally, someone taking some fucking swings. You know, the real Jeopardy strategy is to go for the high points, because even if you don't get them, you deny the other people.
I guess.
Whatever. Pussies. 400?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. What is my most played video game? And I do mean of all time, my entire life.
Of all time.
Throughout my entire life.
Of all time. It has to be Halo.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
What?
The answer is Destiny. Counting Destiny 1 and 2.
Oh my god.
Throughout my life, I've played it on Xbox, I've played it on the computer, I have well over 2,000 hours total on that game. Diana currently getting fucking railroaded by Dasha right now. So, Dasha, what would you like?
I will do Boyfriend 300, please.
I just realized we are taking this so fucking serious. We are so all, like, so tight right now. You're so... There's no... Just to be clear, there are absolutely no fucking stakes at all. Like, nothing is going to happen. So 300?
Boyfriend 300.
Okay. Name me three positions in American football.
You know at least two. I know at least two.
Quarterback.
Okay, one.
Defense and offense.
That's not position.
Quarterback. There's one guy the thrower. The catcher. The hitter.
There's one guy who does only one job.
One job.
And it's like, what? It's, you know, hint. You know those goalposts? Those goalposts? What does he do to the, like, when he.
Dasha, how many three answers were.
With his foot.
Kicker.
Quarterback and.
Kicker.
And one last one.
I don't. Seconds. I don't know.
I'm going to allow Diana to steal because I didn't get three answers. So, Diana, what would your three answers be?
I mean, quarterback and kicker, but the last one I wouldn't know. I think I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say receiver.
I'm going to accept that. I didn't have any down, obviously, because I can't name all 20 positions. But, yeah... The first steal, I didn't think we would have any steals because you literally just have to give me anything and it will not allow her to steal. But Diana surging back into the lead. So you just stole. So it was Dasha's turn. So I think I'm going to give it to you again because it was not your turn technically.
Okay, I'm going to do Biblical 500.
Finally, someone with some fucking nuts. Jesus. All right, Biblical for 500. What were the names of Noah's three sons?
This is easier than Jesus' hair.
It is. Fuck. Wait, I know them in Russian. Hold on. Do you know them?
I know them in Russian too. I remember at least the sound of it.
Их нах ионех какой-то там. Fuck. Damn it. My dad is going to be so fucking embarrassed right now of me. Like, this is the fucking thing we learn in Christian school. Like, this is what we learn in fucking Sunday school. Fuck. What's the one?
I'm going to give you 20 seconds.
This is so embarrassing. This should be easy. This should be super easy, but it's so embarrassing. Yafiet, is that one of them?
I can't tell you. You have to give me three.
Can I just at least like
9, 8, 7, 6.
Not enough.
Okay. Out of time.
I'm mad.
Dasha gets to steal.
I'm gonna say in Russian. Do you have it in Russian?
If it's similar enough to English, I'll give it to you. But if it's different.
Sidrach, Misach, and Avdinaga.
That's not it.
Who is that?
That's Daniel's friends when they were thrown into the.
She gave me three answers and they were wrong, so I'm gonna have to not give that to her. Really the answer are. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. See, I was going to give you, when you said Yafet, I was going to give you that. But you had to say Shem and Ham.
Sim, as a Shem, Ham, Yafet.
If you had said that, I would have given it to you.
I should have said it just like as it was rolling.
So, no one gets any. I was scared once you started reading this question because you said it was so easy and I realized... I thought I may have used this wrong because like I'm like wait wasn't that
it was
someone had Isaac right but I realized that's Abraham right not Noah so I was like oh okay so I looked it up that's why I looked up on my phone I just want to make sure because I didn't want someone to get a challenge on me.
It was supposed to be easy
y'all wanted to talk about fucking how easy it was and you couldn't give me goddamn
Shut
one
up.
Name
we're out of our Christian
so
shape
it was so long ago
I would have not had a snowball's chance in hell okay
oh my God.
Okay, Trudeau.
Did you see
they elected the new prime minister in Canada?
It was so weird. It's I don't know how guy. The party names work, but it said like Liberal Party and he seemed kind of conservative.
So the reason why he's conservative is because he's an economist, so he's a very like huge on the economy guy type of.
So he's fiscally conservative.
Yes, he was. And the reason why he got a lot of shit in Canada right now as he got elected is because he worked in the British bank. Like, he's very like European, quote unquote. And he's like the most like European Canadian, bless you, out there. And a lot of Canadians who are like very like nationalistic Canadians, they're like, you're not one of us. Like, you're not the same. You're not like Trudeau. You're not like Pierre Poilievre, which is the leader of the Conservative Party. But he was on Jon Stewart's show. He was interviewed by Jon Stewart, and bless you, he seems like a very good guy. So like, I'm gonna assume like Canada's economy is gonna go like right.
I assume
right
Quebec
now.
Damn near burned the fucking parliament down once they found out this guy from England is coming to Canada. Not England, but you said European.
Well, I have problem with Quebec because like they can, they will never. And I mean, I can say this because for my Canada class, we have to represent one party for the simulation of elections and stuff where we do like debates. And shit, and we didn't know we will be doing debates after they elected the prime minister. We thought the process was going to take much longer, but apparently they just fucking, you know, did it like that. But like Quebec, after doing research for this party, like we found out that they actually can't be elected as prime minister. Like, they don't run for federal elections. They only run within their province, and they like
the party leader becomes
the leader in the province base. I don't know how that works exactly. I should know because I'm in that fucking class. I'm sure we talked about it, but in general, the only reason why they fucking attend those like debates for the prime minister debates, like we have similar debates here for the presidents, is to just like give shit to the upcoming prime ministers. But they can't, they can never become like a person from Quebec, Bloc Québécois party can never become a prime minister because there's so much like conflict of interest, because they will be like separatists, you know. All Québécois party members are separatists,
right? Because for to be a prime minister, your party has to become the National Party of Canada, like the most popular party.
The Quebec party
would never. I just wanted to stop Diana before this dissolves into a Quebec hate rant, because she really has some strong feelings about Quebec, and any French listeners would become very upset. So we're gonna get this game moving. This is Dasha's turn. Dasha, which category in point value would you like?
I didn't
actually, because you got the fucking answer wrong. Go ahead, Dasha.
I will do Taylor Swift 500.
Okay. All right. This one might be easy, might be hard. I don't know how hard it was. I don't know how hard it will be for a diehard fan. I don't really know how much of a big a fan you are, but whatever. How many original studio albums has Taylor Swift released?
Counting Taylor Swift Virgin?
No.
Virgin.
That's why I said original studio albums. So not live albums, not EPs, original studio albums.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, Fearless, Red, 1989.
That's not all of them.
Why are you helping? You're playing against her.
Tortured Poets Department, that's the latest, Midnight. Lover. Folklore, Evermore, 9. How many more seconds do I have?
You got momentum. You're moving along, so I'm not going to time you quite yet.
Okay.
This is great right now for audio listeners, listening to her slosh spit around in her mouth while she tries to count. I'm going to start giving you like a count now if you don't start giving me something entertaining for the people listening. She's for everyone. Awesome.
Reputation.
That was not the question. The question is how many? So I need an answer sometime in our near future. She's currently, she was staring at her hands while counting, and now she's biting them and doing some strange things. She's doing like a Wakanda Forever pose right now and looks staring at the ground. And I'm gonna give you like 15 seconds. I need an answer.
There is like the acapella or whatever, but it's not like you said, it's not original album.
It's not an original full studio album, no. Remember, I just need the number.
10.
Is that your final answer?
10. I don't think it's the right number.
The answer is 11.
Ooh, which fuck, one did which we forget?
Would you like me to pull up a list?
Yes.
Okay, I can do that for you.
Fuck. I knew it.
Put my which phone
I thought... I thought it was 9, and then you said repetition.
I found a good... So I made sure to fact check this. I got a few sources.
Taylor Swift, Fearless, Red, Reputation, Lover.
1989.
Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, Torture Department.
All right, here we go.
This
is the article I used, because I had multiple sources telling me 11. So, okay. But this is the best one I found. An article by Forbes, listing all of them in order. So we have 1, Taylor Swift, then Fearless, then Speak Now. Then Red, then 1989, Reputation,
fuck.
Lover, Folklore, Evermore.
How can we forget Speak Now?
Fearless and Jesus. Red.
Fuck.
Wait. No, but you gave me 10, and then you named Speak Now. Oh, yeah, because this is in order. And yeah, okay. So this is right. All right. So fuck. No one gets any points. At least you prevented Diana from stealing. This is going to be such a low... This is going to be like a fucking hockey game. Like, so many things have been flying off the board, and fucking no point. We have, like... We already have, like, a 1,500 points off the board, and they only have 800 points combined. So they've just been swinging and missing, like...
Okay.
All right, now it's Diana's turn.
I'm going to do Boyfriend for 500.
Boyfriend for 500. Name 4 of the 5 positions on the basketball team. Now, these questions, a lot of the boyfriend ones are gambles because you don't know if you're getting a question about me or maybe a question about Chris or maybe a question about both of us. So so this is one where you have a much better chance than her. So let's get your answer.
Okay, so point guard, center. Point guard,
the spiker,
center.
Are you helping?
I don't know. I'm just throwing names.
Point guard, center. I mean,
you really had me. You had some momentum going with point guard, center. I'm like, oh, she's about to rattle off 5. That's all you know.
Because that's all you hear about in the fucking.
That is true.
That's all you hear about in the new, like, in fucking sports news. People getting traded and shit. Like,
let me give you 20 seconds.
Offense and defense is just a category of whatever they're, you know, they're in. Like, point guard is offense, center is defense-ish. No? Yeah? Whatever.
Normally I don't help, but I'm just going to go ahead and say absolutely fucking not.
Okay. Then
is it like right left, like defense, like 10, offense right, 9, offense left,
8,
point 7, guard and center.
6, 5,
she's gonna say those 4.
3, 2,
okay.
Dasha, for some reason she's letting you steal, but should I even give you a chance?
I have no idea. I just want to also say about Taylor Swift, I was visually, like, to remember, I was visually scrolling through my Apple Music.
Me too.
But I don't have Speak Now added. For a second, I went through Eras Tour concert recorded, visually. But because she only sang one song, Long Live, or also she had... Don't you let it go. It was Enchanted. Enchanted. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was only one song in the concert. That's why I forgot about it. In my defense to all the Swifties out there.
The only reason, like, I remember her looks, like, for different albums. Yes. And Fearless and Speak Now are so similar to each other. Like, Fearless is just golden and Speak Now is purple. So that's why I kind of didn't think about it like that. But, like, Speak Now is so iconic with her dress. And, like, her Taylor Swift version, Speak Now, is actually very, like, iconic with her hair and flowers and shit. So I'm very mad at myself for not remembering that. But, yeah.
Yeah, so far you both fucking suck at this. So that's unfortunate. Why? Oh, because I didn't reveal it. Well, the answers, the five positions are point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. Fuck. So just to be clear, you should know this. You've watched plenty of basketball to know that people on the team play offense and defense. They just go back and forth on the floor.
Okay.
All right, Dasha.
I will do biblical 100.
All right, taking some layups. They're tired of getting fucking annihilated by my difficult questions. What religion did Jesus belong to? In other words, what religion was Jesus?
What church did he go to?
Judaism?
Judaism is her final answer. And that is correct. Jesus was a Jew. He was king of the Jews. Yeah. Should be pretty fucking easy. But I have... What's the opposite of lulling someone to a false sense of security? I've done the opposite of that. I've terrified them into a true sense of fear.
Terrorizing.
They are walking on eggshells. All right, Diana.
Yeah, our scores right now is 400 and 400.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should mention that. All tied up.
Yeah. Let's do European History 500. Better not be a fucking geography question again.
Which two brothers, according to legend, founded the city of Rome?
Well, one of them is Rumus. The other one, I think, starts with an L. not Logan. Rumus and Brutus. I don't fucking know.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I don't know the other brother. Yeah.
Well, both were technically wrong. The answer is Romulus and Remus.
Like alien Romulus.
If you had said, Remus, like Romus and Remus, I probably would have given it to you. But Romulus. Thankfully, you got both wrong anyway. So.
Whatever.
All right, Dasha.
I'll do European Geography 200.
Okay. What mountain range runs across the middle of Europe, acts as a natural border for many countries, such as Switzerland, Italy, and Austria?
The Alps.
That is correct. Finally, some fucking points on the board. Jesus, they suck ass. Anyway,
I know you know more than you. You're just playing those ask questions.
I could get them, but they're just so like. Okay. Let's do biblical 400.
She wants biblical 400. She's learned nothing. What biblical chapter includes rules for the Jewish people with a purpose of keeping them from paganism? Oh my God. There are many famous passages from this.
Wait, let me. For the discussion, it's definitely in the Old Testament. And there's two books in the Old Testament that talk about the rules. One of them is Numbers, which is basically like a accounting book.
Yeah, literally.
Like, there's nothing there. It just, like, says how many, like, the people who praise God should be there, how many, like, soldiers, how many women, blah, blah, blah. I think Leviticus is the one that actually says the other rules. But also, this could be from one of the... This could be one of the...
I'm going to give you 20 seconds.
This could be in Genesis.
What? I don't even know what paganism is in English.
It's when you praise more than one god.
Yeah.
Da. When they started actually praising him, praising the golden lamb and all that. I think it's... Как идет? Бытие, исход. Исход по-английски как?
Исход левит, честно.
What is исход in English?
I'm being very liberal on time right now.
Exodus. I think it's an Exodus.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The answer is not Exodus.
Fuck.
It is Leviticus.
Oh my god, I should
have said Leviticus.
You said it. I made sure to put, because there's a lot of rules in the Bible, but Leviticus's main purpose was to separate the Jews from nearby pagans. So stuff
praising.
Like,
it's about praising.
So the rule against gay people, for example, is because the pagans were gay as shit. Mm-hmm. And quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure the rule against tattoos and stuff is also in Leviticus because the pagans had lots of tattoos.
Yeah, pagans had tattoos.
Anyway, she's fucking wrong. So moving on. Back to Dasha.
I'll do Boyfriend 200.
Boyfriend 200. What position did I play in lacrosse? Now, I will give you a hint because it's supposed to be 200. Lacrosse does not have lacrosse does not have as many distinct individual positions as football. Football has like 40 and lacrosse has like 5 if you want to get, or 6 if you want to get really specific. But listen, there's a chance for you to guess this. So I wouldn't let her steal because then she'll get it. But here we go.
No.
I don't know, baby. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I don't know.
Catcher?
Just to be clear, it says I.
Well, aren't we answering about our own boyfriends?
No. I'm asking you the question, Chris, what position did I play?
Chris also played lacrosse?
Yes, he did.
I knew that. The question is, what did I play in lacrosse? English.
I don't know. Either way.
Do you want to guess?
Smasher.
The answer is defender. I played defense. That, like I said, there are not there aren't as specific.
That's the thing. You should have said because it's 200. You should say, did I play defense or offense?
Well, I thought it would be easy. To be fair, I had this question in mind with you. Like I said, some of these are gambles. Like for you, this is a 200. You should know that I play defense. But like I said, lacrosse does not have many. There are some distinct special positions like goalie and LSM, which stands for long stick midi, basically a midfielder with a defensive stick.
I don't even know that. I don't.
But those are, that's it. So there's offense, midfield, defense, and then a few specialized.
I don't even know.
You could guess defense. And assuming you don't know what midfield is, you'd have a 50-50 shot at saying, well, never mind. The offense in lacrosse is called, or they're called attackmen. But whatever.
You see, I don't know any of
those. Okay. Diana.
European Geography 500.
She's going to keep swinging and keep landing flat on her face. What is Germany's biggest and most well-known river?
Germany has river.
Volga.
Volga?
Нет. Ака. I only know Russian rivers. Is it like very German, like the name?
The name? I wouldn't say so. It's a small word. It's a small one-syllable word.
One syllable?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to sound like anything when you're one syllable.
Okay.
Unless that one syllable is cunt, and then it's Australian, but...
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Anyway, you are on the clock.
Do you know? I don't know.
Well, this has been quite the high scoring, high flying, exciting game so far from the two people who apparently don't know anything about anything. I'm going to let Dasha steal because I feel like it. I'm Dasha.
I don't know. But
yeah, I'm not going to waste our time. The answer is the Rhine.
Well, I've never even heard of it. I didn't even know Germany had a river.
I wanted to guess something with the R. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go, Dasha.
I will do, which I have a feeling I won't know this, but I'll do European History 200.
European History 200. This one should be pretty easy. Which French dictator invaded Russia?
Napoleon.
That is correct. Finally, someone gets a fucking question right. And Dasha's now took in a command lead. I can't speak. This is a speech jammer. I have the thing playback. Anyway, Dasha takes a commanding lead, 800 to 400. Diana.
I'll do boyfriend 100.
Okay, here we go. Chris. Bro. Which video game did Chris compete in? As in esports.
You know this.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
See, this is a 100 mainly for Dasha. Dasha would crush this one, but she has told us, so you should know it. You are getting fucking railed. This game has not been for you.
Rainbow Siege.
That is incorrect. The answer is Rainbow Six Siege. Also, I heard her whisper it, so you're not getting the points.
Get her the points. Can I get
it's
her
100.
Yes, it's 100. I want to.
No sense of sportsmanship or competitive nature in this game. All right, Dasha.
I will do Taylor Swift 400.
All right. I think these 400 ones are the best questions because the 500s I made pretty fucking hard, which probably was a mistake. The 400s are good little brain teasers. Here we go. Name me five of Taylor Swift's boyfriends.
Bring it in. Travis X or both.
Boyfriend.
Travis Kelce, Tom Hiddleston, Harry Styles. No. What his name?
The one who's red is about.
Yes, Joey Allen. Whatever his name is spelled a little weird. Yes, yeah. And. The most hated man, Jake Gyllenhaal. That was five.
Well, I'm gonna fact check you real quick to make sure that who is the random guy you said?
Not random. They were engaged.
Joe Allen.
They were not engaged.
They were.
They were.
There were rumors that they were. They were dating.
Okay.
They dated for 7 years.
I thought she said
they dated for six.
Proposed to her. Oh, that's maybe why they broke up.
2023. Yeah, his name is Joe Alwyn, but
yes,
I'll give it
yes,
to you. But that is correct. I will give you that. So Dasha is now up 1,200 to 500 on Diana. Diana, I think you'd have to get close to every. You could crush a couple 400s, but so what can you have? What would you have?
I'll do European History 400.
European History for 400. Volgograd used to be called what?
Stalingrad.
That is correct. Back up 900 to 1200. Sneak it up on Dasha. What do you have, Dasha?
I will have European Geography 300.
Thank God.
Yeah, there's no reason to give for these high ones. What mountain range in Russia effectively serves as the border for Asia and Europe? One more time.
Blat.
какую букву?
It's the only mountain range in Russia.
She doesn't seem very sure, so I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock, on my imaginary mind clock.
Уральские горы!
Okay, you got it.
I'm going to need to hear that again, and quite, and in a way that doesn't peek the fuck out of the microphone. Okay, well, Diane just gave it to her again, but she, you got it close enough. In English, we say the Urals, the Ural Mountains. Now, 1,500 to 900. Diana?
Уральские пельмени, да. Они из Екатеринбурга. European Geography 400.
Alrighty. Name me all of the Baltic states.
Baltic, not Balkan.
Baltic states. It's written down.
I said that mostly for myself. Estonia, Latvia. Those are Balkan. Hold on. Baltic states are the other way down. They're the south. So
honestly, I mess them up, so don't look at me.
I'll do, let's say, okay. Slovenia, Slovakia, Croatia,
Albania. Jeez, really putting in work here.
Slovenia, Slovakia, Croatia, Albania, как это длинное слово, блять. Well, the Czech Republic, and Herzegovina, Bulgaria,
It's very exciting so far, I'm sure.
Because I'm wrong.
Are you going to... Well, I need you to wrap up at some point. So I think I'm going to start counting you down. Maybe from 15. Just like to point out, this is an audio podcast. So far, we're giving them some great... some great material right
now. I know. I just
20 seconds of silence.
I'm picturing the map in my head right now. I think I'm forgetting like two.
I need you to wrap it up. I'm gonna give you like 10 seconds.
There's one starts with an M.
Moldova.
Moldova is not it. Macedonia, yes, Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
And Greece is not one of them. Greece is not fucking a Baltic state.
Is that it?
I said Serbia. Yeah, that's it.
That'll be it. All right, well, the answer was Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. I would like to point out...
I knew it wouldn't be that complicated.
I would like to point out that this is a question for 400 points. I would not ask you to name 35 fucking countries, which there are about 30 fucking million Balkan countries. There are 3 Baltic states. So a much more realistic goal, which you had it about to knock it out of the park, and then you decided to go downtown and name me 50 countries. I wouldn't ask that for a 500. Also, the Balkan states, like, there aren't even clear... There aren't even clear borders to what is Balkan and what not. Like, some people say Greece is or is not. There are 3 Baltic states. That's it. Need to use critical thinking skills next time. Unfortunately, will not help you with this one. Because I'm pretty sure Dasha has it. I'm pretty sure Dasha has to get every single run wrong. And you have to steal, like, all the ones that she does pick. So, Dasha, what would you like?
European History 300.
European history 300. This day was the day the Allied forces invaded Nazi-occupied France. This day has a nickname. That's the day. That's the answer I'm looking for. The nickname for the day.
V-Day. This day that the Allied forces invaded Nazi-occupied France. D-Day?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Let's go!
It is called D-Day.
He got it.
Dasha absolutely thrashing Diana right now. Pretty sure it's mathematically impossible for her to win, but we're going to let Diana try to save some of her pride still. What would you like?
Taylor Swift 300.
All right. What album disputed Taylor's status as a country artist?
Disputed Taylor's status as a country artist?
There was one album. At one point, Taylor was a country artist. And then at one point, she wasn't. But there was an album that was kind of in the middle where people argued whether it was a country album or not and if Taylor was a country artist or not. What is that album?
I want to say Red.
Is that your final answer?
Either that or 1989.
I'm going to need country. One answer.
Country.
I need an answer.
I think, because Red was still a country album.
10, 9.
But then 1989, she stopped doing country music.
6, 5, 4, 3.
I don't know. Red, but.
1. The answer is Red.
Are you? Ooh, look at that! I'm sorry.
No, she
I did not.
Because it got disputed because of like some of the pop.
Some songs
sounding.
Were country. Some songs weren't.
Yeah.
She had a cowboy hat on in the album cover.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
But all right, Dasha.
I'll do, Biblical 200.
Biblical for 200. Here we go. Name me 3 disciples.
Paul, Peter, and Mark.
It's good enough for me. I was going to do something about Judas, but I couldn't think of a question that was hard enough. Because, like, I don't know, maybe I could have done, like, how much did Judas sell out Jesus for or whatever?
30 silver things.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, 20.
It was 30 or 33 or something. Yeah. Like that. It was definitely over 30.
All right, Diana. Last question. All the pride. This one is worth 10,000 points. So if you win this one, it's all over. Just kidding. She lost, but, you know.
Taylor Swift 100.
What was Taylor's first album called?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. And that will wrap up the game full of exciting, extravagant violence and contest and competitive nature. Friends were made. Enemies became friends. Friends became enemies. But the final score would be 2,000 to Asha. 1,300 for Diana. Absolutely fucking thrashed, I may add. I'm really disappointed y'all didn't get that many questions. Did y'all get a single 500 question right?
No.
Jesus. I tried to. Jesus. I need to dial it back. So, what did you guys think about my questions and about my.
I liked it. My problem is every question Dasha was answering, I knew the answers to them. I didn't know the answers to my fucking questions. I don't know if it's, I just got unlucky or if it's something, but I don't know. I felt super fucking stupid.
I knew that Diana would smoke me in each one of those history questions, and I was scared to take them, so I just played it safe, and I took like questions with lower score. You just targeted questions with higher score.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I just didn't get the basketball question, but I got the football questions and absolutely like wrecked it. But I'm mad at myself for not getting the Taylor Swift version or Taylor Swift the amount of albums and well albums. So yeah, but it was very fun. Thank you, Murphy, for preparing this for us. This was very fun, and we should do this again, I think.
What I was, yeah, thank you, babe, for doing this, because I thought I knew it was gonna be fun. For next time, there were other categories that I suggested. There was one with celebrity couples and like you know, which, like, the ship name of the celebrity couple, and you have to guess, like, the celebrity names. And then there was one with makeup, like, celebrity makeup, like, what brand does Rihanna have, or, like, Selena Gomez, or Millie Bobby Brown, like, those things, like, or, like, general, like, makeup questions, what is this used for? I think those will be fun for next time, too.
Yeah, it'll be easier. I'm glad you gave me suggestions, because I made this on really short notice, but given more time, I can make up categories on my own. But it is difficult making them for you guys, because I don't, you know. It's easy because me and my friends do stuff like this sometimes, and it's easier because we're all similar enough. I know what they know, so it's, you know, basketball questions. Last time I did this with my friends, I had a category called Heisman Winners, where I would give them a year and a school, and I would ask them who won the Heisman, which is the college football best player award for that year. And 500 was O.J. Simpson, which was fucking hilarious, trying to see them stab at it. And then the answer, when it popped up, I didn't put the name. I just put O.J. Simpson's mugshot as the answer. But, you know, any thoughts or funny things you, any of the questions remind you of, you know, any of the biblical stuff, anything like that?
I think every time a biblical question popped on, I was like going, like I was like traveling back to our youth days. We're just sitting in the circle, or like my days in Russia when my dad would like prepare his like preach. Yeah. And like reading the Bible, because I read the whole Bible and I fucking can't remember the names.
Yeah, should have read it a little more closely, I think.
Sorry.
Should have highlighted.
I mean, Taylor Swift questions were kind of easy-ish. Yeah. I thought, you know, since we're a little bit more like bigger fans, it would be like, what year did like Red come out in, or some shit like that, or like what song, it like. What's this song, and it's the name of the song, what album is it on, and it's like a random song, not like one of the popular ones on the albums.
You say that, but didn't you get like most of them wrong?
No,
you didn't get the album. What was the 500? I can't even remember.
I didn't choose to.
I made the damn thing.
I didn't choose Taylor Swift's category as much because I was scared.
What was 500? What was my 500 Taylor Swift question?
All albums, or not name, how many albums?
I thought that was 400.
No, that was 500.
Are you sure?
What was 500?
Can you go back?
I can go back. So I feel like that's a...
I think that was the... how. Yeah, I think that was it.
Well, we'll see. But... and I think I kind of wish I had gotten some juicier biblical questions. I don't think they were great. But... no, you're right. Dasha's right. It was that.
Yeah, that's easy.
Alrighty. Well.
I'm just so mad for myself.
Me too. Because I could have stolen that. Mm. But I didn't know. Speak now. I forgot about it completely. Well, now I know. But for next time, I think I would love, like, a brand category. Or like a store. I sound so fucking sexist, but that's like all I know.
This is turning into some real white girl shit where she's like, we should have like couples and makeup and like what celebrities wear, you know, makeup and...
ooh, like we movies, should do food.
Movies,
ooh, movies. Bridgerton. I told him Bridgerton.
Oh my God. Yes.
I only could have five categories, y'all. And I'm like, Bridgerton. I'm like, I can't make five questions about Bridgerton.
No,
I'd have to watch.
Yeah,
I'd have to watch
50.
The goddamn show.
Yeah,
I'd have to watch
50.
The damn
you
show.
Can, you can look it up on
yeah.
in, on the internet.
Well, that's what I did. Chinese. That's what I did last time. Is I for my friends, I had One Piece, which is an anime that has about 4 million episodes, I think, in it. And so I had ChatGPT. I had ChatGPT make some, and the problem was they were all fucking hard as shit. So I like gave everyone a warning playing the game. I'm like, listen, One Piece, like all of these are 500 difficulty, but they're only worth the point value. So suck it up. And they were pretty good questions. I don't think they got too many of them wrong. Right. And one of the people playing was a diehard One Piece fan. But so yeah, I've used ChatGPT a little bit for these. I think I used for one just because I was making this like really fast. I made this in between two classes, so I was flying. But yeah, I think it's.
What other shows? Bridgerton.
What show you and I both watched?
I mean, Flea, The Bear. Well, we didn't get.
You watched
far.
The Bear, Dasha?
Yes.
Have you finished it?
I don't think so. I think I finished on like mid-season 3.
Wait, did we haven't seen her since we started, have we?
No.
Okay, so that's why, because you didn't know it.
I started The Bear a while ago, maybe like during before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I've just been watching here and there, but I don't think I finished season 3, which is the current last season, previous, you know.
Oh, we've seen The Boys. You and I, yeah.
Yes.
The Boys, The Bear. I've seen Flea only the second season.
The Fleabag. Yeah, we could
Fleabag.
Do season 2 Fleabag, yeah.
Yeah, season 2 Fleabag. Write it down, babe.
I'm not
asking about Flea. You're Googling Flea? Fleabag.
Fleabag.
No, I'm saying I'm not doing questions for Fleabag.
Okay, well, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, it's very hot.
I only say I'm not
show.
Doing it,
yeah, not
because of any hatred. It's just, it's kind of a mini series, so
office,
it's not
it
like a
the
lot
office,
of.
The Office!
Yes!
The
so,
office.
Like, The Office has a ton of fucking trivia in it, I could
exactly.
give you. But, like, the Fleabag is like, it's like asking you a question about fucking Chernobyl
wait,
or something.
Well, yeah, I mean. The show should be okay. So for like a panel, you know, we should do like 3 panels next time, so it takes longer. So we do 1 panel when it's just TV shows, and you can have The Office,
yes,
The Bear. Well, The Bear not unless we like catch up with
yeah.
The Bear. Okay, for sure though, The Office. I don't know about Fleabag, because it will be very niche, like name character.
Bridgerton.
The Office, Bridgerton, The Boys. That's never mind. The panel, there's not enough TV shows that we know for the panel.
These bitches don't watch nothing,
sure.
is what we're saying.
We watch movies, though. Oh, you can include movies in there. Or like...
So like for TV, you can name it like movies and TV shows, and it should be like one column, one TV show, the other column, the other, and then the third TV show, and then it should be actors and roles and then actresses.
Yeah. Maybe like name 3 movies with Matthew McConaughey or something like that.
You know, speaking of which, the last one I did of these, I had a category. It was movies, and I put a movie up, and they had the name the lead. The
yeah,
lead
the
actor. So
yeah.
I think I had fucking, I had Fight Club up there, which was difficult because I didn't know if I should put the guy's name, whatever his name is, or Brad Pitt. But I decided that the first guy, the nerd, was the lead. Brad Pitt was a supporting character. And then I think I've had fucking, maybe I had Interstellar and I had Matthew McConaughey. But I definitely watch more movies than TV shows. So...
I mean, yeah, me too. But then, like, me and Dasha, when we became friends, Dasha put me on a lot of TV shows. The Office was just my number one, I think, on the top. I don't think you've seen Ted Lasso.
I have not. I heard about it. I should put you on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
I will put you on Gilmore Girls. So that's coming. Thank you for tuning in with us today, and it was a pleasure. And it was a pleasure, Murphy. Thank you for preparing this for us, and thank you for being our audio guy. And we appreciate everyone listening to this, and hope you had fun, and maybe you also answered those questions, and maybe you slayed the Taylor Swift question, and not like me. So, yeah, and I'm gonna hand this off to Diana to wrap up. And have a good rest of your day wherever you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you may be listening.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. We will be putting out more episodes soon. We just had a little break because all of us we both have jobs. We both have lives and college and midterms and projects and stuff. Dasha is graduating, also getting a citizenship. She's officially an American. We have to do an episode about that as well sometime soon, and many more of these trivia nights to come. Thank you, Murphy, again for doing this for us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.